Hello, it's the 26th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Criminal activity at churches across Bedfordshire have led to calls for improved security measures. This year, 60 incidents have been reported in the county. According to the figures provided by Beds Police to the Countryside Alliance, incidents included 10 acts of violence and 22 incidents of criminal damage. There were also 18 thefts of items such as credit cards, a marriage certificate, wine, a candelabra, a handbag and a headstone. While figures remain high, overall crime in places of worship have decreased over previous years. A spokesman for the Countryside Alliance, Mo Metcalf-Fisher, stated, "We cannot allow these precious places, which are often the centre of villages and towns, to go unguarded and be so exposed." Michael Dennison from Houghton Regis will spend at least 4 years in prison following a Tesco robbery in September 2020, where he threatened staff with a wrench. He escaped with about £200 worth of cigarettes and the same amount of cash, but was later captured. Last year, stop and search was implemented across the county by Beds Police over 4,000 times, according to the Home Office figures, even though resulting arrests were down. Black individuals were three times more likely to be targeted by the police power. Police monitoring organisation Stopwatch UK believes the policy causes more problems than it solves. A family-friendly Christmas festival begins today at 4pm in Leighton Buzzard, culminating in a fireworks display at 7pm. The week-long celebration will include live performances, a food court and a fun fair. That's all for this week. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.